Welcome back to another edition of Zoomed In, and this one we're out of control here because we've got several guests now, and I just can't get over Corey in front of Corey with the backdrop. These are getting more and more fun every single time. So who are these amazing eight individuals with me? I'm going to let them introduce themselves. They are our academic advisors within the College of Education. And so we're going to start with kinesiology. You can fight over who's going to introduce yourself first, but we'll start with kinesiology. We'll go to sport management, and then we'll end up with teacher education.
And athletic training.
Jeez. All right, kinesiology, you're up.
I'll go first. Daryl Craig, kinesiology advisor.
JC Shorg, kinesiology advisor.
Corey McGrath, sport management.
I'm Katie Peets, athletic training advisor.
I'm Casey Hildenbrand, athletic training advisor.
Lexi Shar, elementary ed advisor.
Ashley Harridge, elementary education advisor.
And the great
Angie Hammond, director of student services.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me. I know this is where all the students get to watch this after the fact and they say, man, this shouldn't have been that high of a learning curve to use Zoom. but here we are. So let me just ask, you know, I know we're going to have that awkward silence unless I call on somebody specifically to answer the first one. So we're just going to go with Lexi because on my screen, she's in my top left. But, you know, in general, when the whole COVID thing went down and all of a sudden we found out that classes were going to be online. What was the response that you were able to see from students? Not only maybe how you interpreted the way they responded to classes, because I can certainly ask somebody that teaches classes that, but really their academic progress, their own academic career, how did they respond to that in terms of what you saw?
Yeah, you know, when all of that happened, it was right in the middle of advising right before registration, so busy time for everybody. And I think I was just so impressed with everyone's attitude of just, this is normal for now, and we're just going to keep going and make the changes that we need to make and figure out what needs to happen next. And it was just a really positive reaction, I thought.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I only teach a whopping one class as an adjunct for Murrow, and I know there was a lot of consternation over, you know, how students would be able to respond, and they were amazing in my view in the way they did that. Casey, I believe you teach, you know, here and there. So why don't you, as a faculty member, what did you see in terms of classes, and then also the way that that students within athletic training, the way they responded?
Yeah, I think it helped that we had the first half of the classes, because I think you could build the momentum and the relationship and how the class was going, which I felt like then you were a little able to be a bit more vulnerable and authentic with how much of a learning curve this was for us as faculty, as well as the students who were trying to learn it. You know, so when your quiz went wrong or you weren't able to connect or you had to resend Zoom links, you know, there was a bit more of a we're all in it together, not a us versus them mentality. I think for athletic training specifically, I don't think anybody in athletic training had ever imagined a world where sports weren't happening, which shut down all of our clinical sites for our students. And so I think that was a huge adjustment for everything. But I will say, you know, we divided our students into groups and they had to do about 3 hours of their own directed learning. And then we met with them once a week to go over it. And I was really impressed. All of them did it. And I think they were actually excited about it. They really took initiative to learn things that they'd been curious about and hadn't maybe had the time before to learn about. You know, some of them learned about COVID and what's going on right now. Some of them learned about things they're gonna apply, you know, to their future work settings. And some, I think, just literally were like, I wanna know how to take the pulse on a horse and I'm gonna see if I can figure that out. So, you know, I think it was, realistically, I think everything was as positive as it could be. I also find it interesting, you know, I think before this happened, they probably would have really enjoyed having a day that they could stay in bed Now I think they all really wish they had a day that was just jam-packed with lots to do and hardly any sleep. So we've experienced both extremes this semester. So I think that's also been a good learning perspective thing.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning the perspective and also the, you know, just bringing up clinical sites. I think that's affected all of our programs in one way or the other. Some have an accreditation that's tied to that. There are certain things that students have to do, and others it's just built into the program. Corey, maybe you could talk about from sport management, where it's maybe not an accreditation issue, but each of the sport management students has to do an internship or practicum. You know, many of them are working for professional sports teams, collegiate sports teams, and when those seasons were canceled, even more of the municipal type thing, nonprofits, when a lot of parks and rec type programs were also delayed, postponed, canceled, whatever, that obviously wreaks havoc. You know, from the sports world, I know it's still being worked out because I've heard Simone Leachin, who oversees some of our sport management programs, talking about these questions. You know, how are we going to deal with that? But what have you seen from students? Have there been students that were still able to do certain things to make their internship happen, even in spite of the difficulties?
Yeah, we were pretty fortunate in some situations with students who had completed the vast majority of their hours for their internship, and other students who were fulfilling a smaller amount of hours for the practicums. So a lot of our students who got very close, found a way to adapt and finish those, worked with their site supervisors and their faculty supervisors to kind of come up with a plan and kind of improvise a little bit and finish those. Others found themselves in a different position in the semester when the lockdowns happened in different various states, right? Some are struggling a little bit to with the unknowns, struggling to figure out what that might look like in the summer or the fall. So there's some incomplete options that they're exploring. And then there are some students who are pursuing virtual internships over the summer, and others are holding off to see how things go in the fall. So like you mentioned, Dr. Leachin has been in good communication with the faculty and coming up with alternatives for students so that regardless of what happens, there are options for them and they can find something that does work well for them.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that, Corey. This might be a question more for like JC and Daryl, but the Brulier Wood Undergraduate Research Conference, that's an in-person thing that happens every single year. It's very hands-on. And this year, of course, like all these other conferences that are out there, you either cancel it or you found a way to deal with it. And I know there was a tremendous lift to make the Brulier Wood Conference still take place. So talk about that. Just how'd you get this baby up off the ground and running?
Yeah, so obviously when the university moved to online instruction, one of the first things to be canceled was CIRCA, which is the university-wide research conference. So, you know, we had to make a decision fairly quickly with the direction that we wanted to go. And we were fortunate enough to have assistance from the IT staff within the College of Education and shifted it to a virtual conference. Students recorded their presentations on Zoom, and we actually utilized judges and were able to send those links to the presentations to the judges. And I think collectively we had positive feedback from students and judges. And I think given the short time frame, it was pretty successful in coming to fruition. And there are certainly some aspects of it that we may consider implementing in the future as well.
Yeah, that's, I would imagine a lot like every area of the university, businesses that are struggling, right? Everybody's had to adapt. And this was a discussion I had with somebody the other day is, you know, you've got businesses in here in Pullman, for example, that now all of a sudden they're doing curbside delivery and doing just delivery, right? Which they've never done before. And some indication that some of these, you know, are experiencing things that they never have before, and they rather enjoy doing some of the curbside delivery and things like that. Maybe we'll continue that, you know, moving forward. And so, you know, I would imagine that in the Brulier Wood Conference, in a lot of these aspects, there are probably certain things that we hadn't considered, and maybe they would. But what are some of the comments that you've heard from students, you know, specifically? I mean, Daryl, you mentioned that that it went over well with judges and students, but you know, what are some of the things we've heard? And you don't have to obviously name names, but what are some of the things that you've heard from these students?
Specifically regarding the conference?
The conference, or just, you know, the whole adaptation that has been made by kinesiology.
Yeah, so I think specific to the conference, feedback that we received from students in the past regarding the conference is it's given them the ability to prepare your research and present in front of people and the public. And that has certainly helped our students prepare for the next step in their lives, communication, preparation, and so forth. So we tried this semester to mimic that as best as we could. And I think they still got that experience being able to prepare for it, although it would be recording via Zoom as opposed to a conference setting with a lot of different people. I think it still prepared them for that next step. And I think specific item within that is just adaptability. You know, I've seen our students being able to adapt to online instruction. Surprisingly, they're using their email a lot more than they did before because they're forced to, really. So I've had increased communication, and I know faculty members have had increased attendance at their office hours, you know, their quote unquote office hours. So more students were reaching out to them for assistance. And I think, you know, the challenge after spring break, the shock wore off initially. Everybody was working through it together sort of at the same time. But I've had, you know, in the last week and a bit, I've had a lot of interaction with students, and I think for the most part, their understanding of faculty members that have gone through this, you know, with them and the learning curve, and in the end, you know, it'll be something we can look back on and tell your grandchildren about, right? Back in the day.
Back in the day, then they'll say, "Oh, Grandpa Daryl, you're so old." Ashley, I'm going to coax a little bit out of you now because you've been hiding on my screen over in the far right-hand side. You've been here with the College of Education long enough that you've seen just about everything, including Angie on her best and worst behavior, right? Right next door to you.
Usually the worst, yeah.
Angie, we will get to you, okay? No, just hold on. So Ashley, what was something that really either you were extremely impressed with, maybe it's even inspired you about just the change, the way the students responded, maybe even the way your work has changed that you see as a positive, something in terms of perspective that is worth always keeping, you know, at the forefront.
One thing I've noticed is the emails that I get from students, usually it's just a quick question, thank you, bye. Now it's, I hope you're healthy, I hope you're safe. You know, there's more care and compassion towards each other through this. And I really appreciate that from faculty, staff, students. And so that's one thing I've really noticed, and I really appreciate that everybody is thinking of others and making sure they are doing well, not just themselves.
That is fantastic, actually. I really appreciate that. That's a really good little nugget that we can hang on to. I've noticed that, you know, even among colleagues. I'm nicer to Angie now than I used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, <all right. laughs> JC, I included you in the Brulee Wood question, but Daryl's been doing Brulee Wood so long, and I don't actually know if you did much in the Brulee Wood or not. So this is your first year, and we often talk about, oh, our poor seniors, you know, and the struggle. There are a lot of freshmen coming in too, and this is quite the change for them. You know, what they thought they were going to get leaving home, and then what they actually got. So here you are, first year in the College of Education. And this must have been an eye-opening thing. You kind of got cheated. You didn't get a full year, right? So what's it been like? What has been the hardest part, and yet at the same time maybe most gratifying part of your job? So the one thing that's both hard and gratifying, at least in year one.
Yeah. So
The most gratifying has been the fact that I'm able to do my job from home. Honestly, the students have kept me sane by having to interact with them through Zoom. Being that I live alone with my dog, I don't really get to interact with people unless I intentionally like FaceTime them. But even though that's like, it's not like you can FaceTime your friends and family like all day long. So I appreciate the fact that it's my job to connect with students, even if it's a phone call, even if it's a Zoom. They've kept me sane as much as like I'm trying to keep them afloat and support them. So that's been a super great, I mean, I'm just thankful that I feel that joy from the job and that I'm excited to be here even in this really odd circumstance. And then most difficult, I would say I'm thankful that I was able to start when I did in January so that I was able to train and get enough like help and support before I had to just go and not be able to walk across the hall and ask Daryl every question I ever needed. But even so, like Daryl and even the whole department has been so helpful to kind of assist me along the way, even though we're all kind of trying to figure out how to adapt with what we normally do. I don't know what the norm is, so it's like I'm adapting to what you're adapting to. And so I think just like being able to do that as a team has been really great and challenging, but also great. So I don't see it super like this is the negative and that's all it is, but challenging in a way that's just normal for everyone in this circumstance.
Y'all find that even though work might look a little differently, in some ways it's actually maybe busier. I mean, more questions from students who you might only interact with during a planning time, you know, for the next year, but now there are just questions that come up. I mean, have you found that you're definitely always on?
For me personally, I mean, everyone probably could speak to this differently just because we all have different caseloads and different responsibilities. I think with the pass fail and various things to consider, there's definitely more emails and more questions and more like, okay, this is what I decided like 2 months ago, but I don't know if that's the right decision anymore emails, whereas that probably wouldn't have been an email in a semester prior. So yeah, there's definitely newer and like more conversation.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, Ashley, you mentioned students saying, you know, stay well and things like that. Just out of curiosity, anybody doing anything interesting to stay well, part of your routine that just maybe wasn't in there before, but it's definitely something that you're doing now?
Just staying home, and when I do go out, make sure I wear my mask and use my hand sanitizer. Keep myself safe, my family safe, and also those around me.
That's cool. Yeah, thanks, Ashley. All right, Angie. For those of you who didn't know, I was once in a fantasy football league with Angie. I can tell you she's a much better student service director than she was a fantasy football player. Yeah.
I lost interest really quick.
We know. Yes. After the draft, that was it.
Yeah.
Angie, in my screen here, it's pretty cool. You know, it, like everybody else, it looks like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, so, I was thinking the same.
Bringing everybody together. You're here right in the middle. So you're kind of the keystone. So tell me, this is your chance to be a leader here. You get to say positive things about all these great people.
I just am so impressed with how quickly everybody converted over to Zoom and Jabber, right? And these advisors are amazing. They're self-sufficient. They are proactive and just really are strong advocates for students. And, you know, we've had we haven't had weekly meetings, but we've still all been meeting and they're just great and they want to help each other. And I just appreciate all of them so much. Positive attitudes.
Cool. Thanks, Angie. Now, before we end, against my better judgment, you all have an open mic. And so I'm going to ask if anybody has any, you know, anything burning that they've wanted to say, you know, and just have not been able to say it. They just want to shout it from the rooftop. Anything anyone wants to add?
Work related, probably.
As long as it's appropriate. It doesn't have to be, Angie.
I just want to be able to go to a concert.
Yeah, I hear you. I had a concert scheduled Labor Day weekend. It got canceled a few days ago.
So
yeah.
I'm supposed to be at one tomorrow, but that's not happening. I missed one in March. Yeah.
Who's ready for COVID to be over, though? Just yeah, not Daryl. He likes his daily routine. Well, thanks so much. You've all done awesome for a long time. Well, I can't say that for everybody. I haven't known you for that long. But for some of you, since I've been here 6.5 years, day in, day out, you're the first and last line of defense for a lot of these students. And you are inspiring to me. I've been just amazed at the job you do. And it seems like you're always on. And I think those of you who are newer to the team, I've liked seeing you jump right in. I think that's really cool. You're definitely adding to the College of Education 100%. So thank you very much. Appreciate that. And thank you for joining me and experimenting with more than just one person on our Zoomed In. I think this was fairly successful. And if it wasn't, we'll chalk it up to it being a new technology for us. How's that sound?
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, Cougs. Yes.
Bye, y'all. Good to see your faces.